This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The Taliban continue their lightning offensive in Afghanistan 2 weeks before the United States officially ends its war. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The insurgents now hold half the provincial capitals, including their birthplace of Kandahar, Afghanistan's second biggest city. While the capital of Kabul is not yet under direct threat, the Taliban do control more than two-thirds of the country. The latest U.S. military intelligence assessment suggests if current trends hold, they could gain full control of Afghanistan within just a few months. At the Pentagon, though,
no potential outcome has to be inevitable, including the fall of Kabul.
Spokesman John Kirby said this week the tide can still turn if Afghan forces use the advantages gained over 20 years and if the Afghan government shows more leadership. U.S. troops are heading to Kabul to help evacuate embassy personnel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling for international support to help hundreds of thousands of Afghan civilians fleeing the intensified fighting. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed by the unfolding humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. It warns of a record number of civilian casualties this year if there is no significant de-escalation of violence. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Montu calls the situation dire.
We're also seeing the number of civilian casualties really spiraling alarmingly, and an increasing proportion of women and children are among those that are targeted.
Montu says the UNHCR and its partners are providing humanitarian assistance to nearly 400,000 displaced people. Among their most critical needs, she says, are food, shelter, hygiene, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein,